Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This week's Flashback of the Week will look at English broadcaster Sue Lawley. Born in Sedgley, Dudley, England, and brought up in the Black Country, Sue was educated at Dudley Girls High School and graduated in modern languages from the University of Bristol, where, due to peer pressure, she changed her Dudley accent to one closer to received pronunciation. She began a professional career as a trainee reporter on the Western Mail and the South Wales Echo between 1967 and 1970, during which she shared a house in Cardiff with Michael Burke. She then moved to the BBC Plymouth as a sub-editor and freelance reporter from 1970 until 1972. In 1972, she gained prominence as one of the reporters, presenters of the BBC TV's news magazine Nationwide, which she appeared on until 1975, when she was offered the main anchor role on the nightly news show Tonight. Lawley left Tonight on maternity leave shortly after its launch and did not return to the show. Instead, she rejoined Nationwide as one of the two main anchors alongside Frank Boff. Lawley remained with the show till it ended in 1983. After Nationwide, Lawley became the anchor on the 9 o'clock news bulletin on BBC One and then moved to the newly launched 6 o'clock news in 1984. Lawley was praised after a broadcast on the 23rd of May 1988, when the studio was invaded by protesters opposed to Section 28. She continued to read the news whilst co-presenter Nicholas Witchell restrained one of them. In 1981, she made a guest appearance on the Yes Minister episode, The Quality of Life, playing herself. Although not through the 1980s and into the early 1990s, Lawley was the regular stand-in for Terry Wogan on his BBC One thrice-weekly chat show, Wogan. From 1988 to the 26th of August 2006, Lawley was the presenter of Desert Island Discs on BBC Radio 4. In 1989, the BBC launched Lawley in her own Saturday night talk show titled Saturday Matters with Sue Lawley, which was panned by the critics and was cancelled after one series. Then, very first guest interview was then Her Royal Highness the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson. Lawley left the BBC to work for ITV, but did little work for them, other than an occasional series of high-profile interviews, which included British Prime Minister John Major. She returned to the BBC in 1993 to host the show Bite Back. Lawley was later part of ITN's presenting team on its ITV Election 97 coverage. Lawley introduced the BBC Radio 4 Wreath series and is also a board member of the English Tourism Council and the English National Opera. Sue was awarded the OBE in 2001.